Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning.
Well, hello there, and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, your half-hour inspirational programming. This is an extension of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, and we're so glad that you've taken time out to join us tonight. We're very happy that you've stopped by. So we're going to, tonight's program is only 30 minutes, so we're going to invite the presence of the Lord into our service tonight. Father, we thank you for all of your blessings. We pray that you would be with us as we go through our discussion tonight. These are the blessings we thank you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Tonight we're talking about let's talk faith. Let's talk faith. You know, we are all familiar with the scripture that talks about faith when it comes to the substance of things hoped for, evidence of the things not seen. So we know what that is, but when it comes to exercising our faith, that's a whole nother issue, because many of us, we discover, perhaps don't really know how to exercise our faith. We don't really know what that entails. So until we come to the realization of what that is, then we're not really going to perhaps be in a position to exercise that faith, because if you don't know what it is or how to exercise it, then chances are there's a good likelihood that you're not exercising it to the best of your ability. So that's what we want to be able to look at tonight and ask the question of whether or not you're exercising your faith in a way that is pleasing, not only to you, but it's pleasing to God. So that's what we want to really get into tonight, is talking about faith. And I want to, if you want to join me tonight, press 1. I would love to talk to you and talk about faith and hear your story on faith. You know, outside of more than just the substance of things hoped for, evidence of the things not seen, but how you actually came to the realization of being able to exercise your faith. That's what I want to be able to hear from you tonight. How did you exercise your faith? Whether it was your faith in a relationship, a faith in a job, a faith in life circumstances changing for you or on you or to you. You know, you can press 1 on the dial, and we would love to hear how maybe faith changed for you. Now, you have a lot of people that talk about faith, and they're going to exercise their faith, and they show that God has done certain things for them. But then you have a lot of people who have wavered and doubted, and then you begin to wonder, well, that doesn't sound like faith. So tonight I want to hear from you, and I want to find out a story that you have that's so remarkable that your story can be an inspiration. That's what tonight's programming is about. It's about being an inspiration to someone else. That's why we call this your half-hour inspirational program. And so having said that, let's go to the phone lines right now. and let's bring in this caller. We're going to go all the way to South Florida, 305, if we can get in, 305-769. We're all the way in South Florida. Hello and welcome to your Half Hour Inspiration Program. Who do I have on air with me, and welcome?
Good morning. This is Ms. Augustine.
Sister Augustine, thank you for joining us this evening. We're so happy to have you. Can you give us your story on faith? Something that may have started out what maybe the enemy intended for bad, but then God came in and turned that thing around and made it so beautiful for you that somebody who's listening to our story tonight, someone who's listening to this broadcast, can be inspired and blessed by your message tonight, by your testimony. Can you do that for us?
Yes.
Okay.
3 years ago, I was diagnosed with a condition that I needed to have surgery. And they scheduled me for the surgery. But every time they scheduled me for the surgery, the doctors called and rescheduled the surgery, so that went on for like 3 years. The surgery was robotic colon surgery resection, and the procedure was very dangerous, and the complication was extremely dangerous. So when the doctors kept canceling the surgery, I went to God, and I kept asking God, is this what you want me to do? And I felt like God didn't want me to do it because a year went by. They kept rescheduling it. So finally, the surgeon told me to go to his website and look at the procedure. When I looked at the procedure and saw the complication of the procedure and the problems that I could have because of the surgery, then I canceled the surgery after they postponed it 4 times. Then I went to a different doctor. And going to that different doctor, I found out that the procedure could be done in a way that was not as invasive. And I had the procedure done this year. And with that procedure, most of the scar tissue that was removed through laser. But what got me is I prayed before I went to the procedure. But the surgeon who came in to do the procedure, he asked me, he said, "Ms. Augustine, do you mind if I pray? I always pray for my patients before I do a procedure." And I told him yes. And he prayed for me. And then he told me good night. And when I woke up, he told me that they was able to remove 80% of the scar tissue and that I did not have colon cancer.
Mm-hmm. Amen. 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 So that is awesome. That is awesome. So, you know, if you were to give a message to our audience tonight, a message about just having faith, can you give them a message? I want you to be the word tonight, the voice. Give them somebody who might be going through a financial depression, someone who might be going through a marital bliss, someone whose child is distant from them, someone whose husband is or wife is just having an affair, somebody who's really just depressed. Can you give a word about faith for them and how faith, having that faith, can move mountains? You got such a word, Sister Augustine?
Yes, I do. I walk by faith and not by sight. And that's not just what I do. Is what I live. Just imagine with all you're going through in life, just imagine you had no sight. And every step you take, you have to believe and trust in God. In every situation that you're going through in your life, whether it's financial, marital, health, spiritual, or whatever it is, just imagine you're walking in the dark and you have nobody to trust but God. So you take God and you take every step and you walk by faith because you believe in God and you know that God got you. He got us. He died on the cross for us. And no matter what we go through, he got us. Every step I take, every move I make, I know that the one person who loved me, no matter what going on in my life, no matter where I've been, and I've been through all of those things, it's only been nobody but the grace of God who held me up.
Right. Wow. Wow. Well, how can some people be so assured when, I mean, sometimes when you get at such a low point in your life and you don't seem to see your, you know, your prayers being answered, I mean, what can you tell them? I mean, so many people tell them, say, well, hang in there, girl, hang in there, guy, you know, God's going to answer your prayer. And these people are really hurting, and they've been hurting for a long time. What hope do they have in there?
We live in a world of instant gratification. I call it the microwave generation. God does things in implements. Sometimes he does it immediately. Sometimes he does it in increments. And I'm not going to tell you that everything happened for me instantly. It took years of going through storms, coming out. Because whenever you go through something, it's just to make you stronger. We're not here to have a bed of roses. We're going to go through something all the time. But every time we go through whatever storm we go through and we come out of that rainy storm, it makes us stronger for the next one. So don't think that we're not going to go through something. We will. But God walk us through it. He go through it with us. He carry us. And I'm going to tell you, I've been through something one time. I woke up and I thought somebody was here rocking me. I really did. And I checked the window, checked the doors. So nobody in my house but me. And I realized that it was God. He had me in his arms. Like he'll carry us through. He'll walk you through it. And just because it doesn't happen today, just because it'll happen tomorrow, just have your faith in God and just wait on him. But because we wait on God don't mean we don't have to do our part. God does his part, but we got to do ours.
Wow, wow, wow. That is so. When you, and I'm hearing what you say, and you're saying, you say we don't have to wait on God, or we wait on God and we do our part. Which is it?
You wait on God. You have to wait on God. But while we're waiting, we have to, you know, like if you want a job, do you sit in the house and wait for the job to come knock on your door? You got to go out there and do what you need to do to get that job. You want to go to school and you want an education. You have to go to school to get that education. And just pray to God to help you make the grade so you can get that scholarship, that education, that bachelor's, that master's degree. We have to do our part. We can't expect the God to give it to us in our hand. You know, God teach us to, he said, teach a man to fish so he may eat. So how can we expect to eat if we don't learn how to fish?
Right. Wow. So let me ask you this here. But, you know, that faith, tonight we're talking about faith. How do you maintain that faith? Or how do you even get that faith? Let's just say you're so depressed that you don't even want to hear people talk about, you know, faith. You know, how do you reach somebody like that? Somebody who's just so despondent that now you don't even know what to say to them because they just don't want to hear anything. What do you do?
Not everybody, you can come to them and talk about God because there come times they want to hear it. Then you talk about other things. You let them see the light in you. I try to show the God in me. And the God in me, I talk about food. I love cooking. I love to cook. So I let that light shine. And in me talking about food and talking about cooking, I sneak in words of wisdom, and I let them know what God done for me and where I've been. I'm going to tell you, when you have hit bottom, and I've hit bottom, and God raised me back up, I tell them my story if they want to hear it. A lot of times they don't want to hear it in the beginning, but eventually, when I tell you, I have so many times I've failed and been lifted back up, that where I am right now, it was nobody but the grace of God who lifted me back up. Sometimes I wonder why I'm still here. But it's because God loves us. God loves us. He loves us, and He wants us to be fruitful. He wants us to have our heart's desire. He wants us to have that. But He wants us to love Him and put Him first. We have to put God first. And just because you speak about God all the time and you know the Word of God and you want to, you know the Bible really good, but not everybody want to hear it. So you got to know who you're talking to know how to speak to that person. And I speak with people different. I use a different method. I use my life as a lesson. And if they're going through something, if they're going through financial distress, I tell them where I've been. If they're going through marriage distress, I tell them where I've been and what I did about it and what God did for me. If they're going through family problems, I tell them about where I am with my family and what God did for me and what God is doing for me. If they have health problems, oh, my God, I have so many issues that I've gone through, and I tell them what God is doing for me.
Okay, so when you begin to tell them that, do you find that that makes a difference?
Sometimes it does, sometimes it don't. Sometimes they want to hear it, sometimes they don't. But eventually, you know, what happens is they'll come back and said, didn't you file for bankruptcy? Yes, I did. What did you do? Didn't you file for debt consolidation? I said, yes, I did. What did you do? Didn't you have a husband that cheated? I said, two of them. What did you do? Eventually, they come back when they're ready to hear, and I tell them what
right.
I did. And I tell them what God did for me.
Sorry. Wow. That is so interesting. So, now, do you feel that, was there a time when you had some doubt when it came to your own faith?
Yes.
How did you find a way to get yourself back on course or pick up again?
I had to have surgery on my eye, and the doctor told me I only had 80% chance, 20% chance of keeping my right eye. And I had to have surgery, and I refused to do the surgery. On the way home, I have a friend, my best friend, and he asked me, he said, I thought you said you walk by faith. I said, I do. He said, but the doctor said you had 20% chance of keeping your eye, but you have 80% chance of losing your eye. And I thought about it. So by the time I got home, I said, take me back. Take me back to Kendall Regency Hospital, and I have the surgery, and I kept my eye. So when even with 20% or 1%, you know, God said if you have a faith of a mustard seed, all you need is faith of mustard seed. And I had a 20% chance of keeping my eye. I still have my eye. Sometimes you hear a word from somebody, you know. Like last night yesterday was a very difficult day for me, and last night was a very difficult time for me. I have high blood pressure, and my pressure was up to like 200, 220.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But what I do is I pray and I talk with other people. I talk with Sister Marjorie. I talk with you and I talk with other people. And I just give my body to God. God brought my pressure. I took the medication like I was supposed to. It was not coming down, but I just say, God, you got me. And I said, Jesus, I give me to you. And I just kept on with my life and talking with other people and let God take care of me. And my pressure came down. By midnight, it was down.
Right. What about those people who, for example, who are saying, you know what, is there really a God out there? The world looks like, yes, we have the sun, we have the moon, we have the stars, we have the atmosphere, we have oxygen on this planet, we've gone up to space, we have we now have the satellite station out there. You know, we don't see anything as man. So why should we believe in God? You know, why is the world so out of control? Why should we believe in God when the world is just in a chaotic state? How do you help those people?
You can't. I learned I can't. I learned not to debate my faith. I learned to let my walk and the way I live my life dictate the way I am. Because when you try to convince somebody something that they don't believe in, all it's going to be is a debate. And one thing I don't debate is my faith and my trust and my belief in God. If I find someone that's negative and they don't believe in Jesus, my Jesus, and they try to convince me something that I'm doing and my faith is wrong, I let them live in this space. I live my life. I tell them what I do. And if they don't want to hear it, then I'll be quiet. I'll share other things with them, and I let my light shine. And you know what? If you living in God, in Christ, and you walk in the walk, and if people around you, if it don't change you, if it don't change them, it will change you. But eventually, mm-hmm. it can change them. I've had so many people come in my life, and they believe different, didn't understand me, don't understand how I have joy. I had one girl said to me one time, she said she don't understand how I seem like I'm happy every day. I might not be happy every day, but what I don't do is let anybody take my joy. You know, I wake up expecting joy. I wake up expecting goodness from God, and I try to live it, and I try to let it be a part of my life and let it seep through me, in me, and out of me. And anyone that comes near me, that's what I try to show, and that's what I show, because that's who I am.
Okay. All right. So, wow. So what do you do now in your everyday that you actually be a blessing to other people? What do you say that you're doing every day that you're spreading the love and word of God by being a blessing to others? What is it that you're doing?
I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I pray. And then I have a prayer line from 6 to 7. I teach blind people how to live. I go to nursing homes and I bathe sick people. I am a part of a federation called the National Federation of Blind People. And we reach out to other people who don't know, other people who are visually challenged. And we teach them about what it is to be able not to see. And I challenge
right.
people to do one test, eat a meal in a restaurant
uh-huh.
without looking at it.
Right.
It sounds easy, but to eat food in a restaurant where you don't know where it is on a plate, you cannot see it, and you're around a lot of people, and eat the food out of a plate.
Uh-huh.
I give people a challenge on doing that, sighted people, so they can understand how difficult it is to walk in darkness. The simplest thing that you take for granted, a woman going to the mirror in the morning to wash her face and to put on her makeup. Just imagine you can't see that beautiful face. Or something so simple as getting in your car, the freedom to get in your car and drive and want to know you want to go to work or wherever you want to go, and knowing that you can't do that.
Wow. Wow.
Or to get a letter in the mail and open it and can't see it. Or get a have a cell phone and you want to be able to use it, technology, computers, and you used to do it, but you can no longer see it. We have so much to be grateful for. And even though my walk is not easy, but my walk saved my life.
Right. Wow. Well, that is what you're saying is absolutely beautiful. It really is. And I think that I truly believe that people need to hear more of these things from individuals like yourself when it comes to, you know, the plight that they're going through in life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, everybody's going to go through something.
Yeah.
And it just becomes a matter of time, you know, before we begin to realize that, hey, you know what? How am I going to deal with this here? How? You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know, so that becomes it. How do I deal with this? You know, just so that I can do better in life. Just so that I can cope. Just so that I can cope.
You have to love yourself and respect yourself and protect yourself. Because just like we pray, there are people who pray on people with challenges. There are people who pray on people who don't have challenges. But people really pray on people who have challenges. So you do have to protect yourself. And
right.
And you have to really, really, really have faith in God and trust in God, because that's the one person we know we can. I know that God loves me. God loves me. I know there's other people who love me, but people who say they love you hurt you. Oh, but I know God would never hurt me. He would never hurt me.
I mean, this has been such a wonderful, wonderful opportunity, I mean, in talking with you tonight. And I really want to tell you how much I appreciate you blessing, you know, others. And I really do. I really want to thank you for taking time out this evening. We're about 60 seconds away from the close of tonight's program. But I just want to, I really want to thank you for being a blessing. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so, Ms. Augustine, I really hope and trust that you will join us again next week when we come back with your half-hour inspirational programming. And I thank you so truly much for being with us and a part of tonight's broadcast. And I wish you the very best throughout the holidays, and I hope you join us next week. We're out of time on that note. I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. We want to thank Ms. Sister Augustine for being our featured guest of the evening. And listen, all of you all that are hanging your heads low, especially during this, just keep in mind that Jesus is the reason behind the season. And keep hope alive by just simply knowing that something or someone put the sun out there in its place. Something or someone put that moon out there, the galaxy, the stars, the cosmos. Someone put the atmosphere out there, the oxygen that we breathe. So it's got to be a greater power than a human being in our form that we see each other. It's got to be a supernatural being. It's got to be that has created everything on this planet and throughout the galaxy of the universe. It's got to be greater than man. It's got to be, because it's the reason behind it all. And I call him Father, Creator, you know. So on that note, we're out of time. Join us back here next Friday night. Of course, join us next week for the Dr. Jesse Walk Show that airs from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursdays. If you choose to bypass that, join us back here next Friday for your half-hour inspirational program. Until next Thursday or until next Friday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night.